Governor Gavin Newsom said that the state's COVID numbers have stabilized somewhat over the last couple of weeks, though they remain at some of the worst levels since the pandemic began. Newsom also warned that a new surge is likely to arrive in the coming days due to community spread from holiday travel and mingling. He said the ongoing surge shows how quickly the virus can balloon into a larger threat.
On hospitalizations, we've seen a sevenfold increase in just 2 months. On ICU admissions, we've seen a sixfold increase in just 2 months. So it shows what can happen in a very short period of time, a very condensed period of time, and that goes to the urgency of not only this moment, but the urgency that we have placed in anticipation of this surge and anticipation of the surge on top of a surge coming, what we believe, in the next number of days and weeks from the holiday season.
The state reported 29,633 new coronavirus cases this Sunday, which is significantly lower than the 7-day average of almost 38,000 cases per day. Newsom said that those numbers were a good sign, though were likely lower than the actual number of cases due to the usual delays in weekend reporting. Newsom reported 97 confirmed COVID deaths on Sunday, which is also lower than the 7-day average of 336 deaths per day. He urged California residents to continue taking the virus seriously.
This is a deadly disease. This is a deadly pandemic. It remains more deadly today at any point in the history of this pandemic. So I want to put that in perspective. That 97, as deadly and devastating as that may be, that number is substantially lower than that 7-day average. Just a reminder of the seriousness of purpose we all must have at this moment to mitigate the spread and the deadliness of this disease.
Newsom also spoke at length about the vaccination effort being rolled out across the state. He said that while there's a certain amount of ramp-up required to get the vaccination rollout underway, the current effort is moving too slowly.
It's gone too slowly, I know, for many of us, all of us, I think. We want to see 100% of what's received immediately administered in people's arms. And so that's a challenge across this country. It's a challenge, for that matter, around the rest of the world. But that's not an excuse. And so we're already working this last number of days to increase the number of distribution sites and, more importantly, to accelerate the efforts of who can distribute the vaccines.
According to Newsom, dentists, pharmacy technicians, and members of the National Guard are among those being considered to help administer vaccines. He also said that partnerships with commercial pharmacies like CVS and Walgreens are in development to help with implementation. Newsom also responded to allegations that the state is fumbling its distribution efforts to get vaccines where they need to be, pointing out the process was more complicated than simply shipping and receiving the drugs.
I think there's a little mythology, and I want to just clarify this, but the vaccines don't arrive magically in some state facility. I think there's sort of this notion that, well, the states receive them. We don't receive large crates of vaccines, and then Dr. Galley starts to send them out. The entire distribution is done very, very differently.
Instead, Newsom and Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mark Galley explained that the state acts more as a middleman, coordinating between the federal government, the vaccine suppliers, and local providers to get the vaccines directly where they need to go. Currently, the state is still in the first phase of distribution, and vaccines are available only for healthcare workers and residents in long-term care settings. According to the California State COVID-19 Dashboard, next in line will be individuals 75 and older, and those at risk of exposure who work in the fields of childcare, education, food and agriculture, or other emergency services. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.